A rocket company just became a compute landlord, and Reflection AI signed a $6.3 billion lease to rent chips it will never own.
It's Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. Here's the rundown. SpaceX, as a REIT, serving costs falling faster than anyone's lease, and a 200 million parameter model claiming it punches at 10 billion.
Reflection agreed to pay SpaceX $150 million a month for GB300 capacity, locked through 2029. Run it across 42 months, and that's up to $6.3 billion in rent.
And the tenant is the boring part. The story is SpaceX selling Colossus, the cluster it built for xAI, as a commercial platform. The buyer list already reads Anthropic, Google, and Cursor.
A company that lands boosters now leases frontier training capacity the way a landlord leases floors.
Because they got there first on the scarce thing. Whoever sits on the biggest GB300 reservation sets the price for everyone downstream, and they resell the slack at a markup. $150 million a month is now what a frontier reservation clears at on the open market.
That number anchors every term sheet a lab signs for the next 2 years.
Here's the part that should keep Reflection's CFO up. That's $1.8 billion a year in rent before a single token of revenue. The math only closes if the funding spigot stays open through 2029.
So the lease is really a call on their next three raises.
Exactly that. And if you're a smaller lab, it's worse. The good capacity is pre-sold to the labs with balance sheets. What hits the spot market is leftovers at worse terms.
There's also a closed loop here. SpaceX folded in Cursor this spring, and Cursor's on the buyer list.
So the landlord is billing a tenant it already owns, and the rent flows back into the same ledger that bought the GPUs. If you're running training at scale, the lesson is blunt. You don't buy chips anymore. You sign multi-year leases through whoever booked the allocation first.
Semi-analysis says GB200 serving got 2.5 times cheaper in 70 days. No new hardware. Software optimization on the same NVL72 stack serving Kimi and Grok class models.
That's the one to act on. If your inference bill is pinned to last quarter's prices, you're overpaying right now. Rebenchmark before you sign another capacity contract.
Meanwhile, Wired finds electricians starting to turn down data center jobs. No megawatt figures, but local opposition and labor unease are real.
And it lands on the slowest part of the stack, the power interconnects. The grid is the schedule risk for 2027 capacity, not the GPU. You can buy chips faster than you can wire them.
Anthropic added identity verification to Claude. Nearly 700 points on Hacker News, and the thread is the signal.
Developers are reading it as the front edge of KYC for high-tier access. If your product leans on Claude keys at scale, build verification friction into onboarding now instead of explaining it to users later.
Same energy on two other threads. 400 points arguing the downside of switching to open models is smaller than teams fear, and a GLM versus Opus head-to-head pulling a crowd.
That's one drumbeat, not two stories. The migration off closed frontier models is moving from blog post to budget line. Teams are seriously pricing a Chinese open model against the frontier closed one for production code.
One landmine to flag. An open issue says OpenAI's codecs can write terabytes in runaway logging.
Check disk writes on your dev machines and CI runners. It'll quietly grind through SSD endurance you pay to replace.
Greg Brockman says OpenAI's Daybreak tooling went from finding browser vulnerabilities to writing the patches for major browsers and network stacks.
If the fixes hold up under review, that changes what a security team costs to run. Remediation was always the expensive human part.
And a new eval, CyberGym, puts OpenAI ahead of Anthropic on offensive testing.
Benchmark wins are noisy, but paired with Daybreak, it's a coordinated security play. For a red team picking a default model, that's the kind of result that moves the needle.
One default to go change today. Google Search now keeps images and audio you upload to train models unless you opt out.
If your team uses Circle to Search on anything sensitive, that's a leak hiding in a setting. Turn it off and tell your security lead.
OpenAI licensed Getty's library for ChatGPT image results, the same deal Getty cut with Perplexity.
The pattern's set. Answer engines are paying for image rights instead of scraping, which raises the cost floor for anyone trying to compete on visual search.
And South Africa pulled its draft AI policy 17 days after release over fabricated sources. The latest official document caught citing references that don't exist.
If you ship anything where citations matter, treat unverified model output as a liability, not a draft. People keep skipping the one step the model can't do for them.
Google is putting $75 million into A24 with a DeepMind research partnership, starting with AI storyboarding, and it explicitly walls off A24's film library from training.
That fence is the template. A studio takes platform money while keeping its own data out of the model. Every rights holder talking to a frontier lab is going to copy that clause.
Meta also tapped Cred's Kunal Shah to run WhatsApp and put $900 million into his startup.
That's a fintech in India read on WhatsApp, with the check locking the relationship in. Watch for payments shipping to its biggest market.
A 200 million parameter in-painting model called Mobius claims it matches 10 billion class output.
If that holds, it's a 50 times parameter cut on a common editing task, cheap enough to run on the edge. Big if. Test the comparison before you trust it.
Also live, Apertus, a fully open foundation model aimed at sovereign AI, pulling 300 plus points. And Minecraft's Java edition shipped its first build on Vulkan.
Apertus gives governments a base they can host and audit themselves, which is the whole point. And when even Minecraft drops the old OpenGL path, the legacy graphics holdouts are officially done.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable. No paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. Google's prepping a Pixel feature to log your daily conversations as an ambient note taker. No ship date.
Mitchell Hashimoto pledged another $400,000 to the Zig Foundation, real money behind systems tooling while NSF cuts existing programs.
Ars argues Anthropic's own safety warnings help talk Washington into an AI export ban.
Sonar acquired Guitar, folding agentic code review that finds bugs, writes patches, and commits them inside your own infrastructure.
And a Hacker News post asking whether someone's old job only existed because of fraud hit 459 points. Our call. At least one lab on SpaceX's Colossus buyer list will publicly renegotiate or restructure its compute terms within 6 months, citing the gap between contracted prices and falling per-token serving costs.
We're wrong if no named lab reports a renegotiated, restructured, or canceled GB300 contract before December 23. That's when it settles.